After bashing it for 3 years and watching millions die, FDA now admits doctors had every right to prescribe ivermectin as legitimate treatment for COVID-19. Just how corrupt is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Anthony Fauci and the entire biomedical security state apparatus that peddled fear of COVID and said the only hope of defeating the virus was to wait for a new technologically advanced vaccine, the same vaccine that proved unsafe and ineffective? We are talking about a corruption that is beyond the capacity of many Americans to comprehend. The FDA, Fauci, the CDC, Biden, the entire U.S. medical system and the corporate media mind controlled millions of Americans into believing that using the well-known antimicrobial drug ivermectin was a laughingstock perpetuated by quacks and conspiracy theorists. They kicked to the curb any physician who sought to prescribe ivermectin to his or her patients infected with COVID. Despite the fact that ivermectin has been FDA approved for use in humans for decades, this same deep state apparatus made it sound like ivermectin was just a horse drug that stupid people were dangerously ingesting in a failed attempt to ward off COVID. They mocked and derided us, telling us we were using horse paste that was meant solely for livestock, when it was a known fact that ivermectin, while used to protect equines and bovines from various viral infections, is just as effective in humans. Now comes the bombshell report we've all been waiting for, exposing who the real quacks have been all along, detailing how they suppressed the administering of a well-known, very effective drug during the heat of the COVID pandemic that could have saved millions of lives. The Epoch Times reports that doctors are now free to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID-19, more than 2 years after millions were killed by doctors listening to advice from Fauci and the FDA to not treat them with a known effective drug. It all came out this week in litigation against the FDA. A lawyer representing the FDA said, FDA explicitly recognizes that doctors do have the authority to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID. That lawyer is Ashley Chung Honnold, a Department of Justice lawyer representing the FDA. She made her comments during oral arguments on August 8 in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. The government is defending the FDA's repeated exhortations to people to not take ivermectin for COVID-19, including a post on Twitter that said, "Stop it." Three doctors brought the case against the FDA, alleging the federal agency unlawfully interfered with their practice of medicine with its repeated statements blasting and denigrating the use of ivermectin to treat COVID patients. Why did it take this long, you ask? Because a federal judge dismissed the case on December 6, 2022, prompting an appeal. Jared Kelson, representing the three doctors, told the appeals court, "The fundamental issue in this case is straightforward. After the FDA approves the human drug for sale, does it then have the authority to interfere with how that drug is used within the doctor-patient relationship?" The answer is no. The FDA on August 21, 2021, wrote on Twitter, "You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." The post, which linked to an FDA page that says people shouldn't use ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19, went viral. In other statements, the FDA said ivermectin isn't authorized or approved to treat COVID-19, and, should I take ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19? No. The plaintiffs are DRs. Paul Merrick, Mary Bowden, and Robert Apter. They say they were professionally harmed by the FDA's statements, including being terminated over efforts to prescribe ivermectin to patients. Other doctors were threatened with having their licenses revoked if they prescribed ivermectin for COVID. The Epoch Times article cites Dr. Merrick, chairman of the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, as noting that a number of studies support using ivermectin against COVID-19, as the FDA itself has acknowledged. Federal law enables the FDA to provide information, such as reports of adverse reactions to drugs, but not medical advice, attorney Jared Kelson said. A version of the drug for animals is available, but ivermectin is fully approved by the FDA for human use against diseases caused by parasites. Honnold, the FDA lawyer, argued that the FDA didn't require anyone to do anything or to prohibit anyone from doing anything. What about when it said, "No, stop it"? Single quote question mark quote. Circuit Judge Jennifer Walker Ilrod, on the panel that is hearing the appeal, asked, "Why, isn't that a command? If you were in English class, they would say that was a command." Honnold described the statements as merely quips. "So they were just playing with us. They were just making quips, playing with our minds and trying to influence us not to use ivermectin, but they weren't requiring us to do anything." Remember that next time you hear anything come out of the FDA, or any government agency for that matter. Below is just one of the hundreds of corporate media reports mocking ivermectin as a drug, intended for barnyard animals, and citing the FDA as the authority warning Americans not to take it. Fossey's hands are also full of blood. He was routinely bashing ivermectin as a viable treatment for COVID during the peak of the pandemic. In an interview with CNN's Chuck Todd, Fauci also said, "Don't do it." The interview appeared totally staged. Todd phrased the question this way. Cases are spiking in places like Mississippi and Oklahoma, because some Americans are trying to use an anti-parasite horse drug called ivermectin to treat coronavirus. What would you tell someone who is considering taking that drug? Don't do it. There is no evidence whatsoever that that works, and it could potentially have toxicity because they've taken the drug at a ridiculous dose and wind up getting sick, and there's no clinical evidence that indicates that this works. The reason Fauci, the FDA, and the entire mainstream corporate media had to destroy the credibility of ivermectin was because they had the real toxic drug, mRNA jabs, ready and waiting to be deployed, the one that indeed had no clinical evidence of efficacy or safety. We must also remember that hospitals only received their bonus cash payouts if they used the vaccines and an expensive new drug called remdesivir, which in many cases led to kidney organ failure. And many states barred pharmacies from filling prescriptions for ivermectin even when doctors prescribed it. These were crimes against humanity on a scale the world has never seen. As a result, millions died.